What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, holistic life coach, business mentor, speaker, and author. And on this podcast, we deliver you exciting episodes, hopefully to evolve you into the best version of yourself through my own experiences, but also other influential guests we decide to bring on to this platform to share their area of expertise and show you how they've evolved into the best version of themselves, hopefully to empower you to move forward in your life in a positive direction. That being said, if you enjoy this episode, if you've checked out our previous episodes, all I ask of you is just to take one moment and say, hey, Brian, I'm going to acknowledge that by simply subscribing, also sharing it out, and leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes if you're listening there. If you're on another platform and you want to find out how to get to there, you're more than welcome to message us as well to say, hey, I enjoyed this episode. I really want to share my positive experience from it. That being said, all I want to do is go ahead and dive into today's episode, which is going to be over your happiness. Should your happiness be sacrificial? Should you have to sacrifice your happiness to get where you want to get to? To the goals that you want to attain, to the things that you want to have in life, to the people that you want to impact, to the money that you want to attract, to the love that you want to find and have and grow with another individual. All these different things that we want out of life, should we sacrifice our own personal happiness to gain something that is maybe lackluster, maybe something we didn't expect? And all the while we're sitting here moping and wondering how in the world we can finally be truly happy, at peace, and wake up every day, not saying it's going to be perfect, but saying that I can find the wins out of today. The reason why I came up, and just to talk, you know, I talk to you guys, and I really say I talk with you because I'm one of you. And I don't like to lecture here on this podcast. I like to give experiences. I like to give examples. I like to show you that I'm right here with you wherever you are. If you're in the car, if you're in at the gym, if you're listening in your downtime, maybe you're winding down for the evening or waking up in the morning. Maybe you're at work and you don't like where you are. Whatever it is, maybe you're a fellow entrepreneur and you're just looking for something to give yourself a break for the day. I think that as of late, I've really been hearing this notion that, Brian, I'm just not happy. I hear it from peers. I hear it from people that just pour out. I hear it from potential clients at times to where we're trying to work through their own life experiences and where they want to get to and the dreams that they want to aspire to have and actually manifest and become reality. I hear the same thing, that I'm just not happy. I'm just not fulfilled. Yeah, life is okay. 2020 has been trying for a lot of people. A lot of people have lost jobs. A lot of people have lost loved ones. A lot of people have lost hope. They've been more confused in their life than they ever have before. A lot of individuals have just lost self-confidence. They lost a sense of direction. They've lost faith in other people. Lost friends. Lost partners. And all the while, we're all searching individually for this happiness. I want you to pause for a second and I want you to close your eyes in a safe space and I want you to ask yourself, am I truly happy? And if you say yes to that question, I want you to ask yourself again, what is it that makes me happy? You can think about all pieces of your life, from your relationships to your friendships to your family to your finances to your career. And once you answer that question honestly, whether it's the latter or whether it's, hey, I'm Brian, I'm happy, I'm okay, I want you to ask yourself again, is that happiness simply being comfortable? Have you settled? Have you acknowledged that this is all your life has to give you? Have you acknowledged to yourself and told yourself that this is as far as I'm going to go? I'm just not as smart. I don't have the degrees. I don't have the financial resources. I wasn't born into a certain situation. I didn't have both parents. Whatever it is, the excuse that you're giving yourself to say that you're happy, or maybe you're not happy, you got to ask yourself always the follow-up questions, which are the more important questions as to digging deeper into this true happiness. I think for a lot of individuals, what I've found is that true happiness comes from a sense of purpose. It truly comes from a sense of belonging and a sense of meaning. We've seen this during this pandemic and during social injustice, during this whole year of 2020, that really none of these things have been, they're not really surprising. We're just pulling back the layers of a mask that's been on for years, decades, centuries. And what is revealing is what each and every day as human beings living on this earth, what we are here to do and what we are actually doing each and every day to fuel our lives. What we are aspiring to be, who we are aspiring to be each and every day is questionable. As we continuously seek to check off these boxes of life to say that I'm successful, I'm happy, I'm living the dream. What's the dream? Yes, I'm not talking about financial success at this point. There are individuals, as we've seen, that have all the money in the bank, but have no one to share it with. We've seen people with all the things, the watches, the clothes, the shoes, the cars, the homes. We've seen all these things being accumulated. And there's nothing wrong with that to a certain extent. But there's still this longing, this missing piece of life that I think a lot of us have uncovered during 2020, asking ourselves deeper questions as our jobs have withered, as our stability has been questioned, as our self-confidence has withered, as we begin to ask this question, who am I? Why am I here? What's the reasoning for being? I coach my clients, and there's so many breakthroughs that I have each and every time I jump on a coaching call, each and every text that I receive, because I know that small breakthrough is something that gives me joy and happiness. On the other end, I know that those small wins each and every day for an individual are so pivotal, because every day is not promised, and every day that we can find a win, W-I-N, find a win for the day, it just gives us this hope of wanting to do more, of wanting to wake up the next day and not wait to get started. There's so much passion in my voice, and hopefully you can hear it, because I was talking today on my live, as I'm recording this, I was talking today about, I get this question asked all the time, Brian, it seems like you, from people that know me from childhood, from people that, family, friends, that have seen me shift and change, I guess, into who I am, who I truly am, which has never been withered. I've just been suppressing it by trying to check off boxes. I didn't know why. I don't put blame on anyone because at the end of the day, it's our choice of how we live our lives. But I never question, why am I doing this? And am I truly happy? And am I doing it for the right reasons? Subconsciously, we all want to be successful. And a lot of times we equate success with just having some sense of stability. And finances, you can't remove that. Money is a huge issue, as we've seen. Economics are a huge issue to why people can't find happiness. It's hard to search for happiness and hard to search for your purpose and hard to think clearly when you're in a financial bind. It's hard to think clearly when you've got to do what you have to do to take care of you, your family, your family's future, your basic necessities. For my individuals that are listening right now that are on the upper echelon, because I have a mixture of people that are jumping on my podcast each and every day, I want to touch each and every person that's listening. That what happens when you get to that pinnacle? I'm telling you, there's the bottom of the mountain, there's the top of the mountain. And in between that, there's a journey. And we seem to forget that we just want to make it up the mountain by any ways. But if you ask a person when they get to the top of the mountain, do they remember the trail? They're like, well, I remember the bottom where we started. I don't remember the middle. There's so many things that we can learn each and every day. Every day I wake up excited to just learn and learn for the purpose of just being a better version of me. And we don't see how that ties in as we optimize our lives. A lot of us don't see how that ties in to getting to where we truly want to be. A lot of us are skipping the journey. We're skipping the trail. And then we try to go back down the mountain to see, oh, well, what turn did that take? I'm just speaking from the heart. If you're listening right now, if I do any solo episodes, you've listened to me before. I give lessons a lot of times. I do structured episodes, but sometimes I just get on here and speak because I feel like somebody just needs to hear the realness of what we need to be doing. So I got on my live today, and I don't think I finished the story, so I apologize, but I got on my live today and I talked about being present, how to be authority in the online space. And, you know, this isn't about that. This is about true happiness on this podcast episode today. But two things I asked, and you can ask this in any form or fashion, right? If I ask the question, well, if you're showing up online, right, because we're now in these online spaces, more prevalent than ever, and we're wondering, how can we manage our energy? And I asked these two questions. I said, if you're showing up online, whether it be social, for work, virtual meetings, and you're showing up online and you ask yourself, am I being a consumer or a producer? And as you ask yourself that, if you answered a consumer, then a lot of times follower is associated with that. A lot of times you're looking for an answer or you're looking for an escape. The reason you're on this podcast right now is you're trying to find an answer. Maybe the title encapsulated you. Maybe you're like, wow, happiness, I've been longing for that. Well, maybe I'll get some gems. Well, maybe this is an escape for me to finally see someone else happy. Maybe that'll rub off on me. So many people wake up each and every day as consumers. We consume things. We consume other people's thoughts. We consume other knowledge that has not been validated. Because why? We aren't being producers. Meaning, you aren't serving yourself, your own morals, your own values, your own belief system. And in that, you can't serve anyone else. Why does it seem so hard to serve your partner? Why does it seem so hard to find a partner? Love. Why does your job seem harder and harder each and every day? For some, why does your job seem so easy and now you're bored? It's not fulfilling. You haven't honored your morals, your values, and your beliefs. Why does it seem like each and every day you wake up with this one thought, maybe in an instant, that it's going to be a great day, and in a split second, you're dreading the day? Why is it that we have this hope, but by the end of the day, we've lost faith? There's this up and down that we go through, these ebbs and flows, these lows, these highs. And when you think of that right now, if you close your eyes, you can picture it like a wavelength just going up and down, up and down, up and down. Take the average of that. We haven't moved anywhere. It's not an exponential curve. It's not going anywhere. So if we can manage the lows, if we can manage those things, this is how we optimize our days. And you will see over time how you're able to slow your days down, how you're able to see that you can actually capture more time, how you can actually begin to manifest your dreams in a short amount of time. I don't think we really think about the opportunities that we have. And you may be asking yourself or telling yourself, well, Brian, you don't understand my situation. Okay. Yeah, I might not have been exactly what you've been through. We weren't chosen. We didn't have any choice. We didn't have a choice of how we were brought into this world. But we can choose after that, how we decide to live it out. Yes, if you're a believer, I never shy away from that on my podcast. If you're a believer, you're being guided by a higher power, but yet you're running your own race. You're actually running other people's races. So what choice are you going to make for you to seek true happiness? And is happiness sacrificial? It does not have to be. I hear it from parents. I hear it from just individuals saying, I can't be happy right now. I've got to focus. Forget all that. Forget my health. Forget my body. Forget my mind. Forget everything. Yeah. Sacrifice is necessary at times for a lot of things to get to the next level, the next season of your life. Yes, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. But at what cost is your happiness? I think it just hurts. It hurts because when when you found it, when you found this solemn peace from you waking up each and every day and can truly be happy of the things that you never thought would make you happy by just being you. Not from the attainment of things, all the accolades. Yeah, all those experiences have shaped me, but they aren't me. Doesn't make me. Your experiences are powerful too. So I just ask each and every one of you to really ask yourself, are you being a consumer or are you being a producer? And at what cost is your happiness? Yeah, you can be happy. You can wake up with joy and fulfillment. But it takes some uncomfortable leaps, uncomfortable steps for you. You hear it all the time. I hate repeating myself. There's levels to uncomfort. Yeah, it's not going to feel good. Yeah, you're going to feel pressure internally and externally. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Yes, you might lose some people. Yeah, money might be tight. But at what cost is your happiness? I'm going to leave you with that. And the reason why I guess I'm just so passionate about this episode as we're approaching our 100th episode here on this podcast is when I jumped on this podcast for my first episode, I remember saying, I just want a platform to serve people and help people because I can't wake up each day being the only one happy. I can't wake up and my parents and my friends, my loved ones, be unhappy. So what can I do to be a producer, to serve, to help? You've got something to share too. I don't care what pain you're going through. You begin serving people and loving on people, you will see how your happiness and your purpose and your meaning for life will begin to shift. So I challenge you to be a producer. Love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully this empowered you in some way. If it did, please let me know. All of my information will be down in the show notes. If you're on your mobile device, all you have to do is just, hey, jump out of this. I know for my technologically not savvy people, just jump out of this and you'll see that there's some notes down below. You'll see an email link there. You can click the links. There'll be a lot of links there for my courses. If you want to inquire about any of my courses, about maybe how those can help you in some way about getting your life in order, maybe monetizing your business, speaking course, maybe even starting your own podcast within a week. If this is something that you've been wanting to do and you're listening to mine, all those resources will be down below for you. We have our amazing mastermind that's coming up. If you're listening to this right now, or if you're in the future, maybe you're already in it. Keep in mind, this is going to be recurring. So I'm so excited to allow this mastermind to flourish from year to year to year and grow continuously, in a group setting and to have that camaraderie from many different people. So that's there. Also, my book is still available to pre-order. I'm so excited for that to come to you, to actually have in your hands. It's been a trying process. If you're listening in the future, maybe you already have it. If you're listening in the present right now, it's just been trying times during this year. As a lot of things have been backordered and pushed back and trying to go through logistics to get the printed copies. So just stay tuned for that. You'll see an update on there. It says fall 2020, fourth quarter is preparing. Send prayers up that'll be ready and ready to go. So that's available for you as well. It's called The Purpose Shift. So thank you guys so much. I truly appreciate each and every one of you for just taking this time out for about 20 to 30 minutes to just listen in. Hopefully it helped you, inspired you in whatever time of the day that you're listening. listening, and I appreciate you so, so much. Love each and every one of you. I'll see you in the next episode.